Hey there, fellow humans. Madison Lane here, your guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic grace. Today's topic, emotional awareness, because let's face it, we make way too many decisions based on feeling like a hurricane just swept through our emotions. Sound familiar? Ever felt like you reacted instead of responded? You know that feeling when your boss gives you a lukewarm review and suddenly you want to launch into a Shakespearean rant about the injustice of it all? Yeah, me too. But what if we could tap into those feelings, understand them, and then make choices from a place of calm? That's where emotional awareness comes in, and trust me, it's way more powerful than just throwing your hands up and yelling emotions are confusing. So let's dive in, shall we? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become an emotional awareness ninja. 1. Know your triggers. We all have them. That coworker who constantly interrupts. The family member who always needs a pep talk. Even seemingly harmless things like traffic jams can send us spiraling. Identifying these triggers is like seeing the warning signs before the roller coaster takes off. Once you know what sets you off, you can start developing strategies to handle those moments with more grace. 2. Name that feeling. It sounds simple, but putting a label on your emotions helps you detach from them a bit. Instead of saying, "I feel bad," try, "I feel frustrated," or "I feel anxious." This creates space between the feeling and your reaction, allowing for a calmer response. Think of it like this. Emotions are waves crashing on the shore. Naming them is like watching those waves instead of getting swept away by them. Don't judge your feelings. This one's a biggie. We're often taught to suppress or avoid certain emotions like sadness or anger. But they're all valid parts of the human experience. Acknowledge them without judgment, let yourself feel them fully, then try to understand what they are trying to tell you. Maybe that anger is actually masking hurt or disappointment. Maybe that sadness is a sign that something needs to change in your life. 4. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to meditate for hours on end, though that's awesome if you do. It simply means paying attention to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations in your body, and really focus on what's happening right now. This helps ground you and reduces those knee-jerk reactions when emotions flare up. 5. Find healthy outlets. We all need ways to process our emotions, whether it's through exercise, journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or creating art. Find what works for you and make time for it regularly. Think of it like emotional maintenance, just like your car needs regular tune-ups, so does your mind. Okay, real talk. Let's say you're at work and your boss just criticized your presentation in front of the whole team. Your face probably felt hot, maybe your heart started racing, and all those unhelpful thoughts are swirling around. I'm a failure. Why did I even bother? Instead of getting sucked into that negativity spiral, take a moment to pause. Breathe deeply. Acknowledge the feelings, yes, it's embarrassing. You might feel hurt or angry, but don't let them control your actions. Remind yourself that this one critique doesn't define your worth. You can use this as an opportunity to learn and grow. Maybe ask for specific feedback from your boss so you can improve next time. See? Emotional awareness in action. So remember, practicing emotional awareness is like building a muscle. It takes time and effort, but the payoff is huge. When you can understand and manage your emotions, you make better decisions, navigate challenges with grace, and ultimately create a more fulfilling life. And that's something worth striving for, right? Ready to level up your emotional game? Leave a comment below sharing your biggest takeaway from today's episode, or tag me on social media with the #CoreStrong. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.